Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Thrifty Thursday, Feb. 29. Sudbury Women's Center, SWC, will host their monthly Thrifty Thursday fundraiser on February 29, aimed at helping women, girls, and gender-diverse individuals access essential needs in times of struggle. On the last Thursday of each month, the community is invited to thrift shop at SWC's My Sister's Closet boutique. This month, the event runs from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the SWC location at 174 Douglas Street, Suite 201. All of the proceeds go towards providing clients with basic needs items, including hygiene products. SWC would also like to remind everyone that clothing items remain free for their clients or those going through difficult life circumstances during their regular business hours. To participate in Thrifty Thursday, or for more information about SWC and its initiatives, please visit www.sudburywc.ca or contact Carolyn Glaspy at carolyn.glaspy@sudburywc.ca or call 705-673-1916 104. Polar Plunge, March 2. The Greater Sudbury Police Service's annual Polar Plunge for Special Olympics Ontario is set to go March 2, but the event will look slightly different this year. That's because due to the decidedly unwintry weather this season, ice conditions aren't conducive to having dozens of people standing on it. So this year, the Polar Plunge will be held at the south parking lot of Paris Street instead. The event will be in support of law enforcement torch run and Polar Plunge for the Special Olympics. Participants are encouraged to register online and then collect pledges from friends and supporters. Project Impact Community Celebration, March 2. Part Celebration, Part Presentations. The Project Impact Community Celebration is taking place on March 2, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Parkside Center. The event, hosted by Coalition for a Livable Sudbury, centers around people pitching small community projects with a big impact, which have been featured on the Coalition for a Livable Sudbury's website. Project presentations begin at 1 p.m. There will be free refreshments, a kids' craft table, and everyone who votes will be entered to win a door prize. Online voting will also be available at projectimpact.ca, or at any local library, from March 2 to 18. Sudbury Secondary Artbeat Celebration, March 4. Sudbury Secondary School presents Artbeat March 4, a celebration of visual and performing arts. The event runs 4 to 7 p.m. in the school's Sheridan Auditorium. Artbeat will unite current and prospective students, staff, alumni, community members and local artists for an evening of fun and entertainment in support of arts education. Guests will enjoy a variety of experiences to satisfy all senses, including captivating art exhibits, engaging interactive activities, dazzling live musical and dance performances, delicious food as well as merchants and retailers. There will also be interactive dance classes with a live DJ, sporting activities, and more on-site surprises. Access a full list of scheduled performers and vendors here. Admission to Artbeat is complimentary. Guests can contribute a donation at the door. Sudbury Secondary School is located at 154 College Street in Sudbury. Fish Pond, March 7 to 16. After having operated for many years at the Southridge Mall, the John Hazen Memorial Fish Pond is moving to a new location. The Fish Pond will operate at the Lockerbie Legion March 7 to 16. It operates 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day, with the exception of March 16, when the fish pond wraps up at 12 p.m. The pond, which is stocked with rainbow trout, is the Sudbury Game and Fish Protective Association's main fundraiser. Neil Diamond Tribute, March 8 to 10. Sudbury Performance Group presents Solitary Man, a musical tribute to Neil Diamond. Will Chalmers has been performing his Tribute to Neil Diamond tribute concert since 2002. His show appeals to all ages and he loves to get the audience involved by encouraging them to clap and sing along. Will's natural resemblance to Neil Diamond, his flawless replication of Neil's singing voice, combined with his outstanding stage presence has been captivating audiences wherever he goes. The response from Neil fans has been an unbelievable experience. Will is both friendly and personable and people approach him with ease. He is always available to speak to people after the performance and welcomes their comments. The show runs March 8 to 10 at Thornlow University Theatre. Purchase tickets online here. Yes Theatre Camps. March 8, March 11 to 15. Exploration and fun are the key words for Yes Theatre's upcoming PA Day and March Break Theatre Camps for youth ages 8 to 12. Three full-day PA Day theater camps will run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the following dates, Friday, March 8, Monday, April 8, and Monday, June 10. The March Break Theater Camp runs from Monday, March 11 to Friday, March 15, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. An informal presentation for invited family members and friends will be held on Friday at 3:30 p.m. For more information, including cost and registration forms, visit Yes Theater's website. You may also email Education Director Ralph McIntosh at r.mcintosh@yestheater.com, or phone 705-674-8381, ext. 6. Penage Road Women's Institute event, March 9. Penage Road Women's Institute invites ladies to their 28th Annual Friendship Morning. The event will take place at the Kinsman Hall in Lively from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. March 9. Tickets cost $20 each. The event features guest speakers, entertainment, coffee and muffins and a soup lunch. For tickets and information, phone 705-866-2918. International Women's Day Gala, March 9. Sudbury Women's Center, SWC, hosts its annual International Women's Day Gala on March 9 at the Caruso Club. The gala features live local entertainment from Rod Bazinet and his daughter, Cassie, and dance band Sugarboom, a sit-down dinner beginning at 6 p.m., dancing, a silent auction, and raffle. All proceeds will benefit SWC as it continues to serve women, girls, and gender-diverse individuals right here in Sudbury. Tickets can be purchased individually, $80 with fees and taxes, or for a table of eight, $640 with fees and taxes. For more information, visit www.sudburywc.ca. Tickets for the event can be purchased by clicking here. Bloom Music Festival, March 9 to 10. Northern Lights Festival Boreal, NLFB, has announced the return of Bloom, a multi-venue music festival celebrating cultural and sonic diversity in downtown Sudbury. Taking place on March 9 to 10, Bloom promises to be an unforgettable experience for music lovers and party people alike. NLFB's Bloom Festival has garnered great success over the past few years since its launch in 2019, and the upcoming event aims to build on that momentum. The festival will feature an incredible lineup of world-class artists, showcasing a wide range of musical styles and genres. Bloom will take place at various venues in downtown Sudbury, including Place des Arts, the Townhouse Tavern, and the Lounge. Festival-goers can expect a world-class lineup, vibrant atmosphere, and an unforgettable experience celebrating the rich diversity of music. Tickets for Bloom are now on sale at nlfb.ca/tickets. A special package, including a full festival pass and an NLFB t-shirt, is available for only $75. Full festival passes are priced at $60, after-hours show passes are $15, in advance, and $20 at the door. All prices include HST. For more information about Bloom, Meltdown, and the Northern Lights Festival Boreal, please nlfb.ca or contact the NLFB team at logistics@nlfb.ca or 705-674-5512. Oscars Party at Sudbury Indie Cinema, March 10. With the 96th Annual Academy Awards slated for March 10, Sudbury Indie Cinema is set to host a fun-filled evening on Oscars night that will serve to not only celebrate the best in cinema but also mark two milestones for the first arthouse, independent cinema in northeastern Ontario. One of the special guests in attendance March 10 will be Canadian indie darling Valerie Behaguer. Also traveling to Sudbury especially to attend this event is Sudbury-born film success story All Phones Attitui. This year's Oscar party has a vintage Hollywood dress-up theme and will be catered by Verdicchio's. Early bird pricing is available until February 29. Tickets are available online here. 90s Sci-Fi Weekend Festival at the Indy. March 15-17. This March, Sudbury Indie Cinema is bringing a blast from the past as it introduces its latest series, Superstack Cinema, with the first edition being 90s sci-fi. Over the course of 3 days, the Indie will be bringing these favorite classic flicks back to the big screen. Weekend passes are only $50. This gives you entry to all 8 films. Single tickets are $12 each. Purchase tickets online here. Yes Theatre presents, 1939. March 15-31. From renowned Canadian writers Yanni Lozon and Caitlin Reardon, comes the terrific, and important, Canadian play, 1939. At a fictional residential school in northern Ontario, which is preparing for a visit by King George VI, students decide to stage a production of Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well. While a traditional and rigid approach to Shakespeare clashes with their perspectives, the Indigenous students begin to draw parallels between their own lives and the characters in the play. Discover alongside them themes of resilience and defiance against colonial expectations. As Shakespeare's bittersweet comedy is dissected, 1939 evolves into a powerful statement of self-determination and a bold reclaiming of cultural identity. The show's run is March 15-31 at Sudbury Theatre Centre. Purchase tickets online here. Art Gallery of Sudbury Off-Site Programming. Winter 2024. The Art Gallery of Sudbury's Bell Mansion home has been temporarily closed for structural analysis since last fall. Winter art education programs have been relocated to Laurentian University's School of Education building. The gallery shop has been relocated to 174 Elgin Street. People can also check out several off-site Art Gallery of Sudbury exhibits. Check out the art of Wallace Gillard at the Laughing Buddha until April 23. An exhibit by Francine Robillard at Sudbury Theatre Centre also runs through until March 14. Isabelle Michaud exhibits at Pinchman's until May 14. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Centre. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.